There was some big news for New York's uninsured last week. First, a report was released that examined the characteristics of those upstate New Yorkers who lacked health insurance coverage. Using data obtained from the Census Bureau, the health insurer Excellus released a profile of those who lacked health insurance in upstate New York. Here are some of them. New Yorkers living in households with annual incomes of less than $25,000 had the highest uninsured rate, roughly a quarter. Like the rest of the nation, young adults in upstate New York had the highest uninsured rate of any age group. Now, some relief for these individuals is available. The federal health care reform law allows young adults to be covered under their parents' private health insurance until their 26th birthday. Third, despite what many believe, most uninsured adults had jobs. In addition, of upstate New York's unemployed, almost one of every three was uninsured. And some of these individuals could be helped by the federal health care reform law as well. The law expands the availability of Medicaid coverage, which is the government health insurance for the poor. Fourth, with an uninsured rate of nearly 30%, those who had not completed high school were at the greatest risk for lacking health insurance coverage. Fifth, racial and ethnic minorities constituted a disproportionate share of the uninsured. They account for about 13% of the population, but represent 20% of uninsured residents. And lastly, single men had the highest uninsured rate of all gender marital status groups. So in short, single men, minorities, young people, and those with the lowest educational achievement are the most at risk. Lacking health insurance can not only be calamitous to one's finances, but can be deadly to a person's health. Not surprisingly, not having health insurance can exacerbate health problems. A study released in the year 2000 by the Institute of Medicine estimated that 18,000 people died prematurely because they lacked insurance. In 2006, the Urban Institute updated that figure to 22,000. In 2010, another update showed that the number had swelled to roughly 27,000 deaths annually, with roughly 1,500 of them being New Yorkers. Of course, these findings should come as no surprise. Reports have identified these problems for years, and those findings provided the justification for passage of federal health care reform. And that brings me to the second bit of news. Last week, Governor Cuomo issued an executive order creating a health benefits exchange for the state of New York. The exchange is the mechanism through which New Yorkers without health insurance, as well as small businesses that currently don't have the resources to purchase health insurance, will be able to obtain affordable coverage. The theory is simple. By pooling their purchasing power through the exchange, individuals and small businesses can get a better deal and one that they can afford. The governor originally proposed creating the exchange as part of the budget, but the Senate leadership refused to agree. This being an election year, the Senate leadership apparently did not want to appear to be supportive of one of President Obama's top domestic accomplishments. But for the nearly 3 million uninsured New Yorkers, waiting is a terrible option. So the governor acted. In doing so, New York is likely to receive tens of millions of dollars in federal aid to set up the exchange. And New York is more likely to meet the deadline of offering affordable health insurance to those who need it by the end of next year. The governor deserves credit for making this happen. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.